今天是农历新年，所以我们在一起再来唱诗歌赞美神是恰当的。
And to come together to sing hymns and worship our God is appropriate during this Lunar New Year.
那么特别我们在新春的季节里面呢，我要跟大家思想一个题目，就是有关福这个字。
And in this Spring Festival, we want to come together and think about the word blessing.
所以我们首先呢，我们先打开一段圣经，马太福音第五章，我们要读第一节到第十节。
And let's turn to Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, and we shall read from verses 1 to 10.
我不是要讲解这段圣经，不过我们用这段圣经来思想福这个题目。
And I will not be explaining all the verses here, but we want to use this passage to help us meditate on what it means to be blessed.
首先让我来念马太福音第五章第一节，说耶稣看着许多的人就上山，既然坐下，门徒就到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的，哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足，连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以你看到这里所讲到的就是八福，我们班上称为八福，就是讲到什么叫做福气。
And we always call this the Beatitudes or the Eight Blessings because it tells us what it means to be truly blessed.
在新年的期间呢，每一家每一户呢都把这个福字贴在门口。
And during Chinese New Year, many families will paste this Chinese word blessing on their doors.
每一个人都在这个中国年里面祈求福气，福运或者福幸福。
And during this Lunar New Year, many people will be praying for blessings or good fortune.
不管过去或者现在，所有的人都在盼望寄托更将来美好的这个幸福。
Whether it's the past or the present, people have always been hoping for a better future.
那么很多人呢，就在大门口贴上这个福气呢，意思说开门迎福的意思。
And many people paste this word blessing on their doors. It means when they open their doors, they are welcoming good fortune.
而且有些人就把这个福字颠倒过来，就是福到了的意思。
And some people even turn it upside down, which signifies in Chinese that blessings has arrived.
那么基督徒怎么看这些福字什么意思呢？
But how do Christians view blessing?
那么在这个中国人的研究这字里面呢，我们发现在这个字这个福字呢旁边呢是一个祈神的意思，然后中间你可以看到另外一边呢，我们的右边呢有一个叫做一口田，就是一个人一个口，还有一块田地。
And in the Chinese word, if you look at the breakdown of the word here.On the left of the word is actually about prayer or God. And on the right, there is actually a combination of three words, which is one, mouth, and a field.
意思是说什么呢？这边就给我们看到主在这个创世里面讲到说，神创造世界的时候呢，神将人安置在伊甸园，要他修理跟看守，然后呢他就吃这个田里面的食物。
And we know in Genesis 2:15 that the Lord God, after he created the man, he took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and keep it, and he would eat from it.
所以在这边呢，这个福字呢，其实有中国研究的话呢，它有圣经的根据。
And if we study the word, the Chinese word blessing, we will find that it actually has biblical roots.
意思说，神创造人之后呢，给他一块田，让他能够有吃得饱、穿得暖，有一个家，他就这个就是福气。
And it signifies that after God created one man, he put this one man in the field, which means that if he has a home and if he has, his tummy is filled and he's not hungry, it means he's blessed.
那么在圣经里面提到这个福字呢，是什么意思呢？
So, in the Bible, what does it mean to be blessed?
今天呢，我用很快的时间，就把这个稍微讲一讲。
And today we shall go through this very quickly.
基本上我们就讲这个圣经里面提到这个福字呢，基本上呢在希伯来文里面呢是用 shalom 这个字。
And the Bible in the Old Testament uses the Hebrew word shalom to represent blessing.
我们会跟大家讲这个福字的意义是什么，那么福字的来源，还有福字得福之路。
So we'll talk about the meaning of shalom, the source of shalom, and the way of shalom.
那么在圣经里面呢，提到这个 shalom， 通常呢都是指这个讲到另外一个字呢，是指平安的意思。
Usually in the Bible, the word shalom is translated as peace.
那么在新约圣经里面呢，翻译旧约这个 shalom 这个字呢，也用平安用这个Irene 来形容，也是同样是和平安的意思。
And in the New Testament, the equivalent in Greek is Irene, which also is translated as peace.
所以在这边这个字呢，很多时候和平是什么意思？
So what does it mean to have peace?
和平的时候呢，其实呢，英文字讲到 peace 就是和平，但是我们中文字呢 ，peace 还有另外一个字就是平安的意思。
And of course, in English, when we think about peace, we think about that as the opposite of war. But in the Chinese, it actually has two facades of that word.
有平安的意思。
It means to be
peace, at peace with oneself.
With at peace with oneself.
所以在这边不但是指没有战争，但是里面有一种平静。
So not only does it mean that there is no war, but there is an inner kind of peace and rest.
但是在这个字呢，这个平安这个字呢，或者说和平这个字呢，实际上 shalom 有更阔、更广的意思，不但是指没有战争、没有吵闹、没有争执、没有跟人有过节，不但是这个意思，不但是和平的意思，同时。不但是心里有一种宁静或者平静，同时它有更广的意思。
But in actual fact, the word shalom does not just include that there's no war, no quarrels, and no chaos. It also represents that there is inner peace and rest in your heart, but it actually has an even deeper meaning.
这个 shalom 的意思呢，是包括你全人里面的一种幸福。
It actually, the word shalom includes the that is the blessedness of your entire being.
Holistic 就是我们整个人有一种幸福感，但是这个幸福呢，它的意思呢，是讲到它里面一种不但是有一种平静，有一种快乐，有一种喜乐。
So it actually has a holistic meaning that this entire person has joy and peace and inner rest.
不但是这样，它有一种完整、完全、满足、充足的概念。
And there is also a kind a nuance of being whole and it's being satisfied.
其实 shalom 这个意思呢，本来的意思是指完成、完全、完整的意思。
And the word shalom originally meant to be perfect and to be complete.
啊，所以在这个列王记上七章十五节，当这个所罗门把这个圣殿建完的时候呢，那个建完成完，这个所罗门王做完耶和华殿的一切功，那个完字呢，其实就是从这个所罗门的字义来的。
And in 1 Kings 7:51, when it says that King Solomon did, the work that King Solomon did on the house of the Lord was finished, the word translated finished in the original Hebrew actually is derived from the Hebrew word shalom.
另外一个例子呢，就是在尼希米记六章十五节，当尼希米完成建造那个城墙的时候呢，他说他修完那个城墙，那个字也是从这个 shalom 的字根来。
And in Nehemiah, when they built the city wall and the city wall was finished, that same word translated finished came from the root word for shalom.
所以当我们讲到 shalom 的意思呢，这个 shalom 呢不但是指和平，不但只是平安，而且呢还充满说你的生命满足充分完整，有一种满足的喜乐。
Therefore, the word shalom does not just mean peace, but it also means a completeness and also satisfaction in your life and joy.
所以这个 shalom 的含义呢，其实我们的华文字呢、英文字都没有充分的能够把它表现出来。它本来的意思呢，有包括什么呢？完成、完整、完全、融洽，然后呢，有平静、有平安、有幸福、有福利。有成功，或者是有繁荣昌盛的意思。
And whether the English or the Chinese, they actually both cannot reflect the true meaning of the word shalom, because the word shalom actually can mean fulfilled, or it actually includes fulfilled, complete wholeness, harmony, tranquility, peaceful, well-being, welfare, success, and also prosperity.
所以这个字呢，有充分，它里面包含的非常丰富的意思。
So this word is rich in meaning.
所以不单是说没有战争，没有吵闹，没有争执，但是同时呢，包括它有一个完整、有充足的喜乐在心里面。
So it does not just mean absence of war or the absence of quarrels, but it actually brings along completeness and joy and satisfaction.
那么希腊字的这个和平呢，它不但是也有同样的意思啊，它还有这个幸福，有完整，有内在的满足，还有呢，它有一种知足，那么有一种宁静，那么它有一种丰丰满满的生命的意思。
And the Greek word translated peace is also having all this richness in meaning of well-being, completeness, inner satisfaction, contentment, serenity, and also fullness and meaningful life.
所以这个字呢，我们讲愿你平安，我们常常其实在圣经里面，不管是旧约跟新约呢，都用这个字来祝福或者来这个来祝贺或者来祝福对方。
And whether in the Old Testament or New Testament, the word shalom or eirene or peace is actually used in a greeting for the other person.
所以呢，我们看到不管是主耶稣也好，在保罗新约呢，我们也看到他们常常用这个句子比如说主耶稣进到一家的时候呢，他都会说愿这一家平安。
And whether in the Old Testament or the New Testament, we find that the word peace is used as a greeting. And when Jesus entered the home, he would say peace to this family.
主耶稣被钉十字架之后呢，他来到这个信徒的家的时候，他突然间站在他们当中，他也是用这句话，愿你们平安。
And when Jesus was resurrected after he was crucified,He entered the home of the disciples and he also said, peace to you.
所以这个愿你们平安不是说你们就和平平安就好了，他的意思还充满超越和平，使到你们有丰富，有幸福，有满足的意思。
So peace to you doesn't mean may you not be at war, And may you not have quarrels, but it also means may you be complete and may you be content.
那么这个保罗在写信的时候呢，通常都有，比如说加拉太书，他讲到说，愿恩惠平安从父神，我们主耶稣那里归于你们，所以他用这个来做祝福。
And Paul, as he wrote his epistles, would always be, usually be starting with this as a greeting, like in Galatians 1:3, grace to you and peace from God.
那么我们看到罗马书这个的这个这个腓立比书等等这以弗所书都是用这样的这个这个问候啊，愿你们平安。
And we also see this in the book of Romans, Ephesians, etc. That in his greeting, he often wishes them peace.
所以我们在彼此的问候当中呢，或者祝福当中呢，这个平安 shalom 啊，这个都是应该是恰当的。
And therefore, in our mutual greetings to one another, it is suitable to wish one another shalom.
所以在这边我们看到真正是这个。Shalom 或者幸福的意思呢，是一个非常这个丰富的，是神的旨意，让我们有这样的幸福。
And so as we look at the meaning of the word shalom, we will realize that it is full of very rich in meaning, and it is something that God wants us to have.
所以这个呢，我们看到中国人非常这个亚洲人呢非常注意有这个幸福，但是这个呢在圣经里面也我们看到圣经也是有这样教导，是我们能够期望盼望福气的到来。
And we know that Chinese and also Asians generally want to be blessed, and this is actually biblical that God wants to give us blessing.
那么这个福气这个shalom从哪里来呢？
But what is the source of shalom?
那么当然这个 source 呢，这个来源呢，基本上是从神而来的。
And of course, the source of peace or the source of shalom is God.
在圣经里面，旧约也好，新约也好，都常常提到这个平安的神。其实它不但是指平安，是福气的神、幸福的神，愿幸福的神与你们同在。
And in the Bible, whether Old and the New Testament, often talks about the God of peace. So once again, remember, this is not just the God that grants you no war, but it's also the God that gives you blessings and satisfaction and joy.
是你有一个完整、完全满足的生命。
He is a God that fulfills, gives you a fulfilling life and a meaningful life.
那么在这个腓立比书呢，保罗在四章九节，他是说：“你在我身上所学习、所听到的，都要去行。愿平安的神与你们同在。”
Philippians 4:9, Paul wrote, "What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you."
所以你看到平安这个 shalom 呢，不但是福气，不但是平安是福气呢，这个福气从哪里来？真正的福气呢，是从神来的。
So shalom doesn't just mean peace, it also means blessing, and where does blessing come but from God?
所以在这边我们看到怎么样才能够得到这个从神来的真正的福气呢？
So how are we to receive this true blessing from God?
因为这个真正的福气呢，不但是一种充足满足的生命，它是从里面发出来的，是从不是不受到外界的影响。
And this kind of blessedness, this kind of fullness of life actually comes from within, and it is unaffected by surrounding circumstances.
因为我们在周围我们的生命当中呢，其实我们常常用两个字，一个字就是快乐，另外一个字是喜乐。
And we often use two different words to describe this. One is happiness, and the other one is joy.
那么这个快乐呢，跟我们周围的环境有关系。快乐是 happy 跟 happening 有关系。
And the word happy or happiness is related to our external circumstances because the word happy comes from the word happening.
这个快乐呢？周围的环境好你就快乐，不好你就不快乐，所以这个快乐跟环境有直接的关系。
So you are happy if the circumstances around you are good, and if they are not good, you will be unhappy. So happiness is directly related to our surrounding circumstances.
所以快乐跟不快乐跟环境有直接的关系。
So happiness and unhappiness is directly related to our environment.
但是喜乐却不是跟环境没有关系，就算环境非常恶劣的，你里面可以有喜乐。
But joy is unrelated to the circumstances. Even in the midst of adverse circumstances, we can have joy inside.
但是这个喜乐呢，这个喜乐是从心里面发出来，是里面的，跟环境没有关系。环境可以恶劣，但是呢，里面却可以有一种甜蜜。
So joy being inside and unrelated to the surrounding circumstances is actually going to be, you can actually still be joyful if despite adverse circumstances, you can still have an inner sweetness.
所以基督徒呢，我们要追求的是里面的喜乐，不是外在的快乐。So
Christians ought to be pursuing this inner joy and not external happiness.
因为外在呢，我们没有办法控制。
Because we cannot control the external circumstances.
我们的环境，我们的周遭旁边的发生的事情呢，全部都超越我们的控制范围之外。
We cannot control things around us and things that are happening around us.
所以我们这个快乐不快乐呢，其实周围不断的事情发生，就不断的影响我们快乐跟不快乐。所以其实不快乐多过快乐。And
in fact, if our happiness is related to the surrounding circumstances which we have no control over, often we will find that we are more unhappy than happy.
但是喜乐不同。
But joy is different.
喜乐是内在的，不受外在影响，不外面的环境，不管发生什么事情，它不会动摇里面的那种喜乐，那种甜蜜，那种里面的那种愉快，那种的感觉。
Joy comes from inside and it is unaffected by external circumstances. So whatever can be happening around us, it could be adverse, but it should not be affecting the inner joy that is coming from the inside.
但是这个喜乐呢，在心里面呢，它跟快乐有什么不同呢？
So what is the difference in this inner joy versus external happiness?
这个里面的喜乐呢，有两个东西很重要。
There are two elements very important to inner joy.
这个喜乐呢，在你里面呢，你一定要有一个信心。
Firstly, inside you there must be faith.
第二呢，它必须要有盼望。
Secondly, there must be hope.
如果你有这两样呢，你的喜乐就可以是真的。
If you have these two elements, then your joy is true.
因为你在心里面，你知道呢，我将来主必然带领，主必然引导，主必然赐予，你有一种信心，而且呢，这个信心不受周围的环境影响。
If you have faith within you to believe that God is leading and God has promised and God will do certain things, it will be unaffected by what's happening around you.
如果你有这个信心呢，然后加上你有这个盼望呢，你知道这件事情一定会发生呢，你可以，虽然周围环境不好，但是你心里面可以有喜乐。
If you have this faith in you and this hope in you, despite the adverse circumstances around you, you can still have inner joy.
就好像一个学生，他在考试的时候呢，他心很辛苦的读很辛苦的，但是呢，他很有把握，他有信心，他能够考得好，而且他有盼望，这个事情一定会成就呢。他虽然环境很不好，环境可以很糟糕，他可以很辛苦，但是呢，他还是有里面心中的一种喜乐。
It's like a student who is studying or sitting for exams, and the exams are actually considered as adverse circumstances around, but if he has faith and hope knowing that he will do well because he has prepared for the exam, then despite the adverse circumstances during the exam, he can still have joy in him.
为什么呢？因为他心中有一种盼望，而且他知道这个一定会考到好成绩。他有这个信心，加上有这个盼望呢，就算环境很不好，他经历，他感受到很痛苦的时候呢，他心中还可以有喜乐。
And why would he have this inner joy? That's because he has hope that he will get good results, and he has faith that he will do well. So despite all the sufferings during the when he was working very hard towards the exam, he can still have this joy in him.
同样的，在工作场合也是这样。
In our career or in our workplace, we have a similar situation.
如果你在一个好的公司里面做工，而且老板很会 赏赐人，而且你信心哇，这个老板真的会赏赐啊，好的员工有成绩，他一定会。这样的话，你在努力的努力当中呢，你在努力的时候呢，虽然很辛苦，但是在你知道老板一定会欣赏，老板一定会赏赐的，你就心中有一种喜乐，心中有一种甜蜜。
If you work in a good company and you know that your boss is someone who rewards good workers, then despite working very hard and so-called suffering in the hard work, you still can trust your boss to reward the hard work, and because of this, you will have that inner joy.
So 我们讲了学生，我们讲了工作，我们也讲带领孩子做父母亲的。
And we speak about students and also people who are working. And what about parents?
啊，我们做父母亲的，特别是妈妈，你在家里看着这孩子的时候，辛不辛苦啊？
As parents, especially the moms in within us, when you are looking after your children at home, do you find that it is actually a wearisome task?
啊，是一个很辛苦的工作。
Yes, indeed, it is a wearisome task.
但是在这个辛苦工作当中呢，你可不可能有喜乐呢？
But within this wearisome task, can you find joy?
当然可以，因为当你看到孩子，你信心这个孩子长大的时候，你这样教他，你这样花时间陪他，你这样的供应他，将来他长大的时候呢，他可以成为一个很出色的孩子。你心中有这个盼望，你有这个信心，你就可以喜乐起来。
Of course, you can find joy despite the wearisome task because you have hope and faith.That all the hard work that you put in to the child now will eventually result in the child becoming an outstanding person in the future.
所以这个信心跟这个盼望在你里面的时候，你才可能有这种喜乐。
Only when you have faith and hope within you can you experience this inner joy.
可是弟兄姐妹，我们都知道，我们这种信心跟这种盼望对于人，很多时候结果是真的喜乐吗？结果我们还是失败。
But brothers and sisters, of course, we also know that with this kind of faith and hope in the place on humans, in the end, will we actually get true joy? Very often, it results in failure.
我们把我们的信心建立在老板身上，多少个老板真的会给你你的这个奖赏，真的会欣赏，到头来你觉得你只是被利用。
And we place our faith in our boss, and how many bosses in this world will truly reward their employees? At the end, many of us find out that we have just been pawns.
我们在带领孩子的时候，盼望孩子能够成长，成为一个有用的人，成为一个能够一个很出色的人。但是很多时候，我们还是失望。
And we spend a lot of time and effort on our children, hoping that they will become outstanding individuals. But very often we are disappointed.
如果我们看我们的周围，我们看我们的我们所寄望的，只有一样或者只有一位使我们不失望的，就是神。
If we look around us, and we should realize that there is only one person who will not disappoint us, and that is God.
所以我们看到了真正能够给我们喜乐只有神，没有其他的事情可以给我们喜乐。
And we should realize that only God can give us true joy and nothing and no one else.
因为神的话一点一话都不能废弃。
Because God's word, not a jot nor tittle will pass away.
神的应许一定会实现。
All of God's promises will come to pass.
整本圣经就记载了神讲的话，而且几千年来一句一点一话，每一句每一个字都应验。
And in a few thousand years, all the things recorded in Scripture, every prophecy that has already come to pass and will come to pass.
所以真正的福气呢，就在神身上，就在神那里。
So true blessedness come from God.
真正的幸福呢，从神那里，你必须回到那里，把你的信心跟盼望建立在神身上，而不是建立在你的环境身上，你才可能得到真正的喜乐。
Because true blessedness come from God, you need to have faith and hope in God and not in the circumstances around you.
所以神才是真正幸福 shalom 的来源。
So God is the true source of shalom.
他真正的来源呢，是从神那里来，因为他 讲的话呢是信实的，而且他的目标跟他的目的呢是要祝福我们。
Shalom comes from God, and His will is to bless us.
而且主耶稣来呢，其实呢，主耶稣来就是要成为我们跟神之间的中保，他就是要把我们带到主那里面，使我们蒙福。
And the reason that Jesus come is to bring us back to God and to become a mediator between God and man.
所以哥罗西书一章二十节他说，主既然借着他在十字架上，借着他就是主耶稣在十字架上所流的宝血，成就了和平，借着他叫万有无论地上天上都与自己和好了。主耶稣是用他的生命使到我们啊跟神和好。
And Colossians 1:20 tells us that through Christ, to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. So Christ came to make peace between God and man.
所以只有我们跟神和好之后呢，我们才能够享受到从神那里来的真正的 shalom, 真正的福气。
Only when we find peace between us and God,Then shall we receive true shalom from him.
所以在这个世界上呢，在这个过年里面，大家都要祈福，盼望有福气。真正的福气只有从神来。
So during the Lunar New Year, everyone is praying for blessings, but true blessings come only from God.
所以这个福气，这个 shalom 呢，是超越和平，超越平安，它是更有丰富的意思，它是包括。全人包括整个人完整完美的这个的意思。
So the meaning of shalom is not just peace, but it includes the completeness and to have a wholesome and a good well-being.
所以我们怎么样才能够得到这个福气呢？就是我们的第三点，得福之路。
And how are we going to obtain this shalom? And that's our third point, the way of shalom.
所以我们的第一点就是福的意义，第二点就是福的来源，跟第三点就是得福之路。
So the first point is the meaning of shalom, the second point the source of shalom, and the third point the way of shalom.
所以当我们讲到快乐就是与环境有关系，但是喜乐是跟环境没有关系，是内在的，就在心里面有的。
And we said just now that happiness is related to our surroundings, but joy is not. Joy is from the inside and is unrelated to the surroundings.
但是喜乐最终要会变成快乐。
But joy will eventually turn to happiness.
圣经里面有另外一个字呢，形容这个快乐。
And the Bible has another word that describes this happiness.
在希腊文里面就是 makarios, 意思是说它是。从灵，他形容这个快乐呢，是真正的快乐，不是环境造成的，是真正神赐的福气。
And the Greek word makarios is what's used here, which is describing true happiness coming out from inside, which has nothing to do with external circumstances.
啊，在古希腊荷马 Homer 就是形容这些有钱的人呢，就叫做这个 makarios。
In the ancient Greece, in Homer, they describe the people, the rich, as those who are makarios.
柏拉图用这个字来形容那些很成功的商人。
Plato used this word to describe successful businessmen.
但是在希腊文的这个古希腊文的，他们用这个字呢来形容希腊的神，是他们非常的喜乐，是内在的喜乐，不受到外在的影响。
And in classical Greek, this word is used to describe the Greek gods that are actually very happy and not actually affected by surroundings.
特别不受到世间人间的这些烟火，这人间之间的争吵，之间的这个贫穷，这些的这个问题，跟这间的这个疾病有关系。他们是非常喜乐的，自由自在的在他们那里。
And it is used to describe these gods and goddesses who are not affected by the sufferings and the quarrels of this earth, and wherever they are free from all these things.
他们有一种自满自足，有心里面一种快乐。
And they are self-satisfied, and there is this inner joy.
主耶稣就用这个字来形容，就是登山宝训的那八福，就用这个字来说，怎么样的人才能够有这样的福呢？
So Jesus used this word in the Beatitudes here to tell us what kind of person is this.
所以他就讲到这个八福，我们回到八福，我不是要解释这个八福，我们只是很快的看，稍微提一提这个八福里面提到的这个教导。
So very quickly we come back to the Beatitudes, and it's not for the purpose of explaining every verse here, but we want to very briefly look through them.
他说怎么样的人才能够从神那里得到这种快乐、满足、完整心里面的一种福气呢？这个 Shalom 怎么样得到呢？
What kind of person will receive this blessedness or shalom from God, this kind of wholesomeness and fulfillness and all these blessings?
所以他这边你看到第一章主耶稣上山之后呢，第五章第一节就开口教训他们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And so we find here that he went up on the mountain and he taught them,Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这个虚心是指他说灵里贫穷的意思，是说 poor in spirit， 他灵里面感觉到不但是穷，穷到他连不能够帮助自己，已经是无助的人，真的有福了。
And to be poor in spirit means someone who recognizes internally that he is spiritually bankrupt and helpless and that when such a person is blessed.
为什么呢？原来主耶稣的意思是说，当你认识到你自己不可以依靠自己，你非常的缺乏的时候，你呼求神的时候，你才能够得到真正的福气。因为这个福气，这个喜乐呢，只有从神来，不是你自己制造出来的。
Why does Jesus say this? That's because a person who recognizes deeply inside that he is lacking and he needs somebody to help him and he is helpless and hopeless, will he call out to God who is the true source of blessings?
有一次有一个姐妹问我一个问题。
One time a sister asked me a question.
她说一个人怎么信主？有钱的人，很有福气的人会信主吗？
She asked me, how does a person believe in the Lord? Will a rich person who is very blessed believe in God?
我可以这么讲，如果一个人觉得他很满足，他很够，他很自意，他充满了一切，他根本不需要神。
I can say this, if a person feels satisfied and that he is righteous and he has everything, then he doesn't need God at all.
所以他就不可能信主的。
So he will never believe in the Lord.
但是一个人经历了痛苦，他知道人生的短暂，他也知道人生的不足，他知道他自己不够，他靠自己没有办法，他祈求神的时候，他感觉到心里完全的空虚，靠自己完全做不到事情，他呼救神，呼叫神的时候呢，这个人才能够真正得到福气。
But the person who has undergone suffering and realizes that he lacks a lot of things and there's nothing that he can do to help himself, only such a person will call out to God for help, and this is the man who will be blessed.
所以一个人如果他我很行，我又有钱，我有头脑，我有知识，我又各方面，你觉得自己很好的时候呢，你是不可能得救的，你根本不知道你需要什么。
It is impossible for someone who thinks that he is very capable and that he is very rich and that he has have everything already, then it is impossible for such a person to think that he needs God.
所以虚心的人，一个人真正认识到自己的空虚，知道自己的不足，知道自己没有一样可以在神面前彰显，可以炫耀，他需要的就是神，除非你来到这个认识，你不可能得主。
So unless you are poor in spirit to realize that you are lacking and you are incomplete and that you are helpless and you need God, unless you are poor in spirit, you will not be calling out to God.
所以主耶稣在登山宝训第一个就是虚心的人，在灵里面贫穷到极点的人有福了。
That's why Jesus started off the Sermon on the Mount by saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, the one who recognizes that he has absolutely nothing.
所以有时候呢，我们祷告的时候，是不是我们就说，主啊，给他很多钱，主啊，给他很多知识，给他很聪明。但是我们想，主啊，还是给他多一点痛苦，他才知道他自己的需要。
So when we are praying for someone, should we pray that God, please give him lots of money and please give him success? Or should we be praying, God, please make him suffer more so that he will recognize his need.
所以我们来到神面前，除非一个人认识到他的缺乏，不然他不需要神。
So when we come before God, unless a man recognizes that he is lacking, he will not think that he needs God.
第二点呢，第四节他说，哀恸的人有福了，为什么呢？原来他如果为自己的罪，为自己的的做所做的事情，他感觉到悲伤的时候呢，这个人有救了，因为神他呼救，神必然垂听。
Verse 4, blessed are those who mourn over what? They are mourning over their sin. They recognize that the sin is going to cause their destruction. That's why they mourn. And for a person like this, he recognizes that he needs God and he will be blessed.
除非你看到你自己是罪人，你还是不需要主耶稣，所以你还是没有办法得救。
Unless you can see that you are a sinner, you will not think you need Jesus and you will not be saved.
所以一个人怎么样有福呢？他是虚心的人有福，他是哀恸的人他就有福。
So how does a man be blessed? He must be poor in spirit and must be mourning over his sin.
第五节说温柔的人有福了，什么意思呢？
Verse 5, blessed are the meek. What does that mean?
很多人讲说，你看啊，我姐妹比较温柔，这个弟兄比较温柔，其实不是讲这个。
And some people might say, oh, this sister or this brother is so gentle. And it's actually not talking about gentleness.
这个温柔这个字是指是不是它的温柔的反义词是这的原文的反义词呢是指out of control. 意思说他完全不能控制自己。这里是非常控制非常 control. 意思说他非常自制非常有这个 discipline. 他有自我自制的能力。就是说他在神面前呢，他懂得管理控制自己，不要犯罪。
And the opposite of the word translated meek actually means to be out of control. Therefore, the word meek here, the word translated here as meek, represents someone who is self-controlled. Or in other words, when he comes before God, he knows to control himself and to stop sinning.
So John MacArthur 形容这个字是说。Power under control. 意思说你有很大的能力，但是呢你能够自制控制自己，不发脾气或者发作的意思。
And John MacArthur describes this word here as power under control. In other words, you actually have the power to do something, but you actually keep it under control. Like for example, you control yourself instead of throwing a temple.
第六节说饥渴慕义的人有福，就是很盼望。得到神的义，这个人是有福的。
Verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. This is talking about those who are longing for God's righteousness.
所以你看到这个是要神的公义，不是要自己，不是要说你看我做得多好，你看我多有公义，你看我多行，不是自义，而是相反的，是认为自己不足，盼望神的义。这种盼望是。从神那里得到的这种公义呢，这个才是这个人是有福的。
And this is speaking about those who are hungering and thirsting and longing for God's righteousness rather than being self-righteous. These are people who are poor in spirit, mourning over their sin and recognizing that they are not righteous. So when they seek for God's righteousness, they will be blessed.
我跟大家可能大家听过我这个例子，我再说一遍。
You might have heard of this example I gave before, but I shall repeat it.
很多年前，当我的岳父要过世的时候，他在医院的时候，他快要，医生说他日子不多的时候，我跟太太晚上在祷告，一直祷告的时候，怎么祷告？我说啊，他又是好丈夫，他又是好父亲，他又是好工人，他又是什么都好，主啊救他！后来主给我一个感，给我突然间明白。这样的人不需要耶稣，真的主啊，不是的，求你原谅他，他什么都不好，求你救他。
And when my father-in-law was ill and on his he was dying and he was on his deathbed, and when me and my wife were praying for his salvation, and at first we were praying, God, he is such a good husband, he is such a good father, he is such a good employee, and he's such a good man. Please save him. But all of a sudden, we realized that that's the wrong prayer. And so we started to pray, God, if there's nothing good in him, but please save him, please have mercy on him.
我们不是在神彰显我们有多公义，不是的，我们是要祈求神的怜悯。
We don't come before God to boast of our own righteousness. No, we come and ask for His mercy.
是的，他是一个好丈夫，是的，他是一个好父亲，是的，他是一个很好的人。但是在神面前，一切都没有用，只有主耶稣的公义才能够使到他得到这赦免。
Yes, he was a good husband and a good father and he was a good man, but not before God's eyes. Before God's eyes, he is nothing and all he needs is God's mercy.
如果我们自义，我们讲自己有多好的时候呢，你这个叫做，你不是要神的公义，你是要自己的公义。
When we are self-righteous and we come before God to boast of how good we are not longing for God's righteousness, but we are boasting of our own.
所以饥渴慕义是说，他饥渴慕义神的公义，他这个人呢，这个人会怎么样呢？他必得满足。
So those who hunger and thirst for righteousness are those who are longing for God's righteousness, and they shall be satisfied.
第七节说，连续人的人有福了。
Verse 7, blessed are the merciful.
连续的意思说，当一个人有痛苦的时候呢，你给他恩典，这个叫做连续。
To be merciful means that you are giving grace to someone who is suffering.
啊，这个 grace 跟 mercy 的不同是，恩典的意思说，他不配你给他，这个叫恩典。但是他痛苦，你帮助他，这个叫做怜悯。
To be merciful means that you are actually helping someone who is suffering. To be gracious means giving something to someone who does not deserve it.
所以如果你要对人有恩呢，你看那个人不配有，你给他，这个叫做恩典。
So if you want to give grace to someone, you look at a person who is undeserving and you still give it to him, that's grace.
今天我们会说，很多人很生气，他都不配，他对我对他这么好，他都不理，我才不要。这个就是你要他有恩，你不是要对是他有恩。如果你要对他有恩的话呢，就是他在最不配、不能够偿还的时候呢，你给他叫做恩典；当他痛苦的时候呢，你给他呢，那个叫做怜悯。
And today, some people might say that I've been so nice to that person and he responds in such a way, he totally does not deserve it. But when he doesn't deserve it and you still give it to him, that's being gracious. But when he is suffering and you help him, that's being merciful.
所以你看到这里给我们看到，当我们不配的时候呢，神把恩典给我们，这个就是不是我们配，是我们不配的时候，他给我们。
So, when we are undeserving and yet God gave it to us, that means God is being gracious to us.
所以我们要懂得在到神面前的时候呢，要学神这样去给施恩，给这个怜悯的人呢，他说必能这个蒙怜悯。
And when we imitate God and give grace to those who are undeserving and give mercy to those who are suffering, then The Bible says here, we shall be blessed.
第八节他说，清心的人有福了。
Verse 8, blessed are the poor, pure in heart.
啊，清心人就是说，你心他的动机是纯洁的意思，他是没有渣滓，没有这个污秽的，是非常纯的一颗敬虔的追求神的心，这样的人是有福的。
To be pure in heart over here refers to someone who does not have an ulterior motive.And there is no impurity in his heart. He is actually seeking God wholly and not for any ulterior motive. And so such a person is blessed.
然后到第九节呢，使人和睦的有福，就是使人彼此和睦，不要争吵，帮助人和好的人，这个人是有福的。
Verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, those who actually...help others not to quarrel and to bring peace or to make peace between people.
然后最后一个就是第十节，为义受逼迫的人有福了。
And verse 10, lastly, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
啊，你受逼迫怎么会有福呢？
And you might say, how does persecution mean blessing?
因为这个福气是将来的，不是现在。
Because this blessing is in the future and not now.
所以你有没有经历过，当你受到逼迫的时候，你心里可以甜起来，你可以有喜乐起来？原因是你知道你有信心，你有盼望。
Have you ever been persecuted and yet there is a sweetness in your heart, knowing that you have faith and hope?
在新的一年里面
，In this new year,
每一个人都要祈求幸福。
Everyone.Praise for blessing.
世人要财富，要成功，要发财，要健康。
The world wants success and health and prosperity.
我们要是从神来，从神而来的 shalom。
What we want should be shalom from God.
我们怎么样从神那边得到这个 shalom 呢？
How can we obtain this shalom from God?
我们必须要通过耶稣基督。
We have to do it through Christ.
那么耶稣基督告诉我们什么呢？
What did Jesus Christ tell us?
你必须是虚心的人。
You must be poor in spirit.
你必须是哀恸，为你的罪哀恸的人。
You must be one who is mourning for your sin.
你必须是这个温柔的人。
And you need to be a meek person.
你是必须是饥渴慕义的人。
And one who is hungering and thirsting for righteousness.
你必须是连续人的人。
And one who is merciful.
你必须是纯洁的。这个单纯的信心的人
，and you must be pure in heart.
你是使人和好的人
，and you're one who make peace.
你是为主受苦的人
，and you're one who suffering for God.
这个就是我们看到的这个为这个得福的得福之路。
And this is the way of shalom.
所以在新的一年里面，我们怎么样得到这个福气呢？我们来到主面前，活出这个得福的生活，就是从主那里可以得到。肯定我们可以得到这份喜乐。
So in this new year, how shall we obtain true blessings from God? We need to live out all these things in our lives, and we will receive joy from God.
So 盼望在新的一年里面，我们在主里面一起得到主的祝福，一起得到主的小恩。
So in this new year, I hope that all of us will together receive shalom from God.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let's close in prayer.